Victims of last month's spring breakup floods can look for a quick response from federal and state agencies now that President Obama has declared the region a disaster area. Jeremy Zedek with the state's Division of Homeland Security says the declaration will open those communities to both public and private assistance. The state, along with federal emergency management agency teams, will begin next week to quantify the damages.
There's a wide range of programs that FEMA has activated, both grant and loan programs. Some of the programs for public infrastructure require a state match, which the state will take care of. FEMA will cover 75% and the state will cover 25%.
Early assessments of the flood damage estimated the need for $7 million to rebuild the public infrastructure in the region. However, Zedek says that number was preliminary and was used for requesting the declaration.
Really, the total cost of this disaster won't be known until all of the projects are completed. Here in Alaska, we have a lot of transportation issues. Well, when we order items, the cost of fuel can fluctuate. So there's a lot of different variables, and we can't really say today what a project that may take years to complete will cost.
State and federal management teams will work from Bethel and Fairbanks and will be in affected communities beginning Monday. Residents will be notified of exact schedules as they are better known. Zedek says they will go building to building to look at damage to make more detailed estimates of costs. They will also recommend various programs that will provide funding for the relief.